The gift that the two of you will receive tonight more fully is God himself, the Holy Spirit. And in the word spirit, it can also be interpreted as breath. That the spirit hovered over the waters at the beginning of creation, the breath of God giving life to God, bringing about this universe and all that is within it. And we know that when we're out of breath, we feel lethargic, we feel slow, we feel unenergetic. We need to always catch our breath to do important things. For myself, when I was confirmed in eighth grade, I remember how in the moment of confirmation, being a middle schooler and not being at my home parish and being a little bit out of sorts, in the moment of my confirmation, it was just a very simple moment of prayer. I didn't really notice anything until later when I began to have this drive and energy and you could say kind of new breath or invigoration to read the scriptures. I really wanted to open the scriptures and I really chalk up that desire to the gift of confirmation, the spirit more alive in me. Deacon Brent, who's been our seminarian for the last 4 years at St. Rose, who many of you know, will be ordained a priest in, I think, about a month. He says that his confirmation, he did have a massive experience of the presence of God, the Holy Spirit coming into him, that changed his whole direction. And even though the calling to the priesthood would come decades later, or he would follow that decades later, he always chalks it back to the moment of his confirmation. That's where he kind of pinpoints the moment that things begin to change. Seamus is in the third pew here. Seamus was just baptized and became a new Christian, a new Catholic at the Easter Vigil. We were just talking over lunch this week, and Seamus told me, he said I could share this, but he said that when he's begun to speak scripture out loud, like at a Bible study with other people, he's felt this trembling, like he actually gets the shakes. And I think at first you might have been a little bit worried about it. And then when you said that you actually had the sense of happiness and being elated, I was like, oh, well, that's the Holy Spirit, actually. That's okay. Don't need to go see a doctor for that. But that's the Holy Spirit. That's the breath of God that like all living beings that have a pulse and that breathe and that tremble because they're alive, when the Spirit comes into us more fully, we can even tremble. We have a new energy. We're able to pursue God and to live for God in this incredible new way. Just like Peter, who preached at that first Pentecost day to all who would listen, he said that Jesus has been raised from the dead. He has seen him. We are witnesses. Jesus is exalted at the right hand of God. And he poured forth the Holy Spirit as the promise of the Father. The Spirit gives us many, many gifts, but I pray tonight for you, Jennifer and Sabra, that you would especially know the outpouring of love of our Heavenly Father, who created you for glory and who made you for life and who you belong to. And if Christ is for you, who can be against you? If the Heavenly Father has adopted you into his divine family, who can ever speak anything against that? That loving spirit of adoption is such a great gift. And I pray that these and all those gifts would be upon you tonight. Finally, we know that for the disciple who follows Christ and who is anointed with his same spirit, that Christ does invite his disciples to follow where he trod. And that means to experience the cross. And so as all of us are called to follow the Lord, we must deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him. The Holy Spirit is not given to us so that we can become islands and become closed off and live for ourselves. The Holy Spirit is given to us that we may become immersed in the infinite ocean of God's love, and that we might become channels and living springs, that we might impart that breath to others by our loving deeds of service, our loving deeds of charity, our loving deeds of being a gift unto others as Jesus is and is for us. We're on the path of the resurrection, but we aren't there yet. We have crosses to carry. The Holy Spirit will empower us to testify to the one we love, to Jesus, to carry those crosses faithfully, and to know that no matter what happens, we belong to God. We belong to God, and he belongs to us.